Blog Talk Radio.
Africa. Emote. Home Africa. Home here. The beautiful African. Good day. Good evening. Gimela. Tobela. Malweni. Ashe. Hotep. Sava. Assalamu alaikum. My Africa. May 1st. Workers' Day, that was this past Friday. As you know, my Africa, we are almost 55 million people in Tanzania, South Africa, and half are unemployed. That is a crisis, my Africa, that should even concern those who are lucky and fortunate to have a job. So we are saying that, my Africa, you are first, my Africa, a second, a worker. You are first, my Africa, and second, a unionist. You are first, my Africa, without a job and not a worker. In that case, you cannot belong to a union. Our first concern, my Africa, is you, the individual, my Africa, not groups. Workers, my Africa, and unions are my Africa, not the working class separate from the African majority, because we are all one family. We happen to belong to clusters like we have workers, we have Christians, we have Muslims, we have, yes, interest to each group, but fundamentally the individual my Africa is superlative. So, my Africa, as you can see, that there's a tendency where groups turn into factions and they create small and big despots and sometimes fascists. So, my Africa, the appeal is to you, the workers, and everybody in the country to see yourself as my Africa. Because as we speak today, the workers, the unions are divided. And my Africa, in the majority, are jobless, homeless, poor, and the number is getting bigger and bigger. So our concern, my Africa, is the individual, my Africa, the individual worker, your security and your job security, security of your income, security of your wage, security of your salary, and job creation, my Africa, because we've had for 20 years jobless growth. And we're saying, my Africa, collectively as a family, depending on the party, the governing party, to throw its cadres to lead, that is not government by the people. Leadership should come from the ground. And as you can see, my Africa, even the governing party is inundated. It's operating like not leading, not proactive, but reacting like an ambulance, chasing crisis, trying to solve, just, you know, like firefighters trying to stable fires because they are breaking all over. So the responsibility, the rule, the power, give it back to the people and you relax. Let the people initiate the laws. Let the workers initiate the laws. And as we are talking, Africa, we've had instances that led to the divisions we see today. The pro-capitalist, anti-labor, gay policies and the uplifting of foreign exchange controls. You remember when we had the swapping of assets, when in fact the apartheid monopolies were paying themselves after bribing the leadership of the governing party, after giving them houses, we had one that had shares in more than 20 companies. Hello? More than 30 flats. Hello? And we have majority of people homeless and jobless. So we are saying, as my Africa, as you are saying that, you are in Africa first, and the policies in terms of economic, in terms of land, in terms of, because we are saying that we have a right to nationalize under international law. You can nationalize the land, you can nationalize the economy, and especially if you had crimes against apartheid that were proclamated at the United Nations. Nobody had the right to expunge those crimes by himself and coming with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, because we were never consulted. But we are saying that as my Africa, the rights have to be corrected. The land has to be returned. The wealth has to be returned. And some of the people that have bribed our leaders, they have South African citizenship, they have Israeli citizenship, they have European citizenship, one even at the... You have South Africa, Israel, and Lithuania. With other people, if you have created genocide, they expunge you. You have to pay the crimes. You have to pay for the money that was stolen. We've had Iraq, de-Ba'athification. They had to clean up all those that were involved with the past government, which, of course, was wrong, because you cannot displace people in their own country. That's why there's a crisis in that country. There's a crisis in Iraq, as we speak. But when the other races, the Caucasian races, win, they take everything. They punish everybody. They follow you up till you are 93 years old to pay reparations, to convict you. Why have we let these people run around with our money and our resources? So we are saying that collectively, as a human race, especially in Africa collectively, we have the responsibility to make sure that power devolves. Power is rooted in the people, not in the minority governing party. Our bigger concern, as you say, in Africa collectively, is the jobless and unemployable individual in Africa. We see them crossing the ocean to go to Europe, leaving all the world. Somebody was asking me the other day, he says, you Africans are all over here in the United States. Who's taking care of the villages there? Who's guarding over our mineral resources over there? What are you doing here? So as we see them go across the oceans, die in the oceans looking for jobs that they will never get, because Europe is going through a crisis, economic crisis as we speak. So we say, my Africa, we are asking, my please, my individual worker, individual unions, individual my Africa, come back home to my Africa. Be a Africa first before a worker. See yourself as my Africa first before a worker. See yourself as a Mu'Africa first before a unionist. Vote as Mu'Africa first and second as a worker and a unionist. And let the horses out of the stable. We cannot. This is not a dogmatic, dictatorial, demagogic system. Mu'Africa, we all fought for the liberation struggle. And as we're saying that today, we are splintered in many, many, many features, which is wrong, my Africa. So the only way to put this together, let's make the vote power local. Let's localize the vote power. Constituency participation. Elect your representative from there. Let the people decide. Not factional parties, factions in the party, in smoke-filled rooms. We've had the governing party, it's meeting it at Tukina. I think it's about the fourth meeting that had to be postponed because people are fighting. Let them talk directly to the community if they want leadership. Let the community elect them. And that way, we secure the people becomes part of the government. They become part of the process. They become part of the security. They got over it. And jealously too. Now we have people walking like zombies, pedestrians, and waiting for the next 5 years to vote and complaining. That's why they go and burn out clinics, burn out libraries, burn out everything, because they are not participating. It is our responsibility, especially with the governing party and those in power, the so-called intellectuals. Shift, let's shift, Africa, because you've seen it. You could not. Like, for example, let's look at the issue of xenophobia. We've had more Africa from Mozambique burned to death in 2008. We have more Africa from Ethiopia stoned to death, I think, during that period too, long before. And we've had the one that was burned to death, I don't remember recently, but we referred to the case. And the perpetrators are still walking the street. They've not been arrested. And we've been pleading that, look, establish partners, economic partnership at the local level. Yes, you can hold meetings at the regional level, say you are going to industrialize, or without the participation of the locals, that's not going to work. And the right of the locals, give Africa space to act, give Africa space to grow. And do not commodify and privatize fundamental rights like communication. Communication is key, that's where growth is. Privatizing water, privatizing electricity, no! And giving away our wealth to privatization. And those, even those that committed our crimes against humanity, they still hold on to our... It's wrong, Africa. And that's not governance. We are saying that, Mafia, come back home. Come back home. And as you know, between 1960 and 1962, the apartheid regime executed more than 100 Ma-Africa. And more than 61 of Ma-Africa executed were Porto and PAC members. They died the supreme sacrifice to liberate Azania, the oppressed African majorities, workers, unions, the unemployed, and all Ma-Africa. They did not pursue a class struggle. They said that our struggle is not a class struggle, it's a national struggle, because we are oppressed as people of color, people of African descent and indigenous African people. So we are saying that to the workers who wish to form a political class formation, you want to form another political party? We already have about 200 parties. So you want to form, for those who want to, for the workers who wish to form a political class formation for a South Africa workers socialist economy, we say, yes, we appeal to you. We say to you that do not bury, don't step on the supreme sacrifice of Africa, especially those who were executed long before some of you were born. And they died for a socialist republic of Azania, and saying that forward ever, backward never, toward the monolithic state of Africa. That's what they died for. And a socialist economy in content and Africanist in form. That's what they died for, Africa. That those principles have been laid. Don't run around here as a socialist revolutionary worker and forget the spirits, because if you step on those, step on them and see that you're going to be a whirlwind, a nation in whirlwind, moving and going nowhere. Go back to the roots. Why don't you? And you can go all over the world and study the socialist system. It was laid down by your forefathers or your parents and your fathers right there. They did not have to travel all over the world, because they understood the role, central role of Africa and central role of Africa. And if you have to go back, they were building, I believe, on the Ma'at concept, the great Ma'at, from Egypt, from Nubia, down, and Nguni groups. Those were the original. So we are saying, Africa, let us go back to the root. Let's talk. Let's talk amongst ourselves. Let's talk amongst ourselves and stop being hyper-revolutionaries. A workers' political party is simply sectarian. It is sectionalist. To splinter interest. That's what it does. So, even though the workers that agree, unite. And those who disagree. But give the power of the voters to decide. You cannot work as a faction supporting a particular group, even if they're wrong. You can have a clash of corrupted politicians. You support the irrespective because when they come up with slogans, Marxist, Leninist, they have a couple of names for people who are reactionary forces. Calling other Africans who have a genuine difference, because that's what has been happening, even prior to the escalation of the liberation struggle. So the workers' movement came on in 1980. People were executed, as we're saying, and more than 100 executed between 1960 and 1962. And 61, more than 61 were PEC Poto people. And those people were not dying in vain. They were not stupid. They were not foolish, because the country now, as it is now, is going through the doldrums. And it's unbelievable, Mafuka, that the leadership could have yielded to people, outsiders, who happened to have come in during the time of apartheid, during occupation 1652, and robbed us. And after we fought, everything, we give it back to them. Now, they are de facto government, because they put you can't do anything. So to the workers, my Africa, we are saying that, come back home. Come back home, let's take this thing over. Let's reinstate international law. Let's reinstate the human rights laws. As you can see, my Africa, the duplicity, the driving around. Like we've had 21st March 1960, Sabre Day. You call it Human Rights Day in South Africa. Fine, you decided that on your own. But there's a Human Rights International Day that is proclaimed by the United Nations, and you've been following that since even before 1994, during the liberation struggle, when it was Human Rights Day, there was dedication to the fight and the overthrow of the apartheid racism and inhumanity. You are part of that. Now, after you take over, you want to make your own Human Rights Day, because why? You wanted to bury the name Sharpeville. You can't do that to yourself. And the science are showing, and you say that Badimu, the forefathers and Matthias, they are rolling in their graves. And these are the results. We see the results today. Why South Africa is crying out to Africa that they are not xenophobic, that they need, yes, we need unity. But the thing is that from Cape to Cairo, Madagascar to Morocco, my Africa have no rights. We have to look at that. We've got no rights, and leadership is leading from the air. That's why people are getting into boats, risking lives, and sometimes they go with children, babies, unborn. Some pregnant women, they get swallowed in the Mediterranean, in the ocean. My Africa has no rights. So, workers, you can find. And the other thing is that, understand one thing. We are saying that half of the people are unemployed since 1994, which is 20 years. The unions and the union leadership, you've been employed throughout. And sometimes you get the greatest benefits. You, some of you have three dogs and two cars in the, and you come into revolution and you want to split us again. So we are saying that, my Africa, those who are unemployed, my Africa, because we are more, we are in the millions. Let's talk to our brothers and sisters. We are not talking as enemies. We are not antagonists. We are not rivals. Our concern is the security of the country because it's going. And there was never a transformation, true transformation in the country. Something I appeal to the workers from Africa. And don't form your splinter political party because people have died. We have people who have executed. Workers are a class of themselves, but they're not the whole nation. And in a nation that is half unemployed, half jobless, half unemployable, you cannot begin to provide to say that you are going to make an excuse. No. Join with those that have laid down the principles for the total liberation of the country, total liberation of the workers. And we are saying also, because we've had the privilege to write some of these workers' union leaders, to ask them, look, I have a problem. I think I've been discriminated. They never answer you. They never answer you because they are responsible to what? To the union. Yes, they are responsible to their workers. But you, the unemployed, if you say union, here's a way where I think we can create a job, and they don't answer you. So we know the petty revolutionaries. We know that. We've had this event outside here, where we are called names, Udlende, this, that, counter-revolutionaries, reactionaries. We know that. My Africa, let me pay homage to Freddie Gray, the young man who died in Baltimore. Again, my Africa, it appears that he was arrested. When arrested, he was handcuffed. He complained, please, I'm in pain. And nevertheless, the police did not call an ambulance. And he was driven 3 stops, was not, because the man is in pain, could not, you could see that the head was not holding, the leg was not holding. He was not properly safety belted. The safety belt was not, he was just, and at some one stage they had to stop and manacle his legs, and they pushed him in, just threw him on the ground, not sit, just, and the boy is dead now, because spinal cord broke at the top, and the police have been arrested, the 6 of them now, both white. 3 black police, 3 white police. Significant. Africa, you remember Stephen Biko? Because now we are talking about the issue of the color line. We are talking about the issue of race here as a people. Always crying, our mothers crying in the womb because their umbilical cord is always severed prematurely. But it's been happening here for almost 400 years, even under slavery, and it's continuing in Africa. But this time it has happened in the broad daylight, and also because we've always pointed that Africans we've been moving forward. The political liberation of Africa from Cape to Cairo, Madagascar to Morocco, was the greatest achievement of the 20th century because it was never publicized. We did it ourselves. There was nothing. In fact, it was suppressed. But we fought and died and liberated the continent. In Africa, the likes of, that's what I'm saying, because of the color line, our cry out is, this has to stop. And if you remember, Africa, that reminded me of Matthias Tibi Biko. As it was said, he was chained in his cell. He was chained to a grill at night and left to lie in urine-soaked blankets. He had been stripped naked and kept in leg irons for 48 hours in his cell. Of course, the police beat him up again. And he was then driven naked and manacled in the back of a police van to Pretoria, almost 600 kilometers or 900 miles. And when he got there in Johannesburg, he died in 12 September 1977. Freddie Gray, the way he was manhandled right here, reminds me, it's like it brings that ghost back. Huh? Manacled, hogtied, thrown in the dick of the van, and he was complaining, "I'm in pain, please give me, I need a nebulizer, please, I'm running." They didn't do it. And some of the police were black. We are asking Africa, we are saying that there has to be a law. Maybe the Union, African Union, can come with a law that if you are Africa, you do not hurt another more African, irrespective. It could be business, it could be in business, it could be in whatever endeavor. Do not steal from the other more African. Don't hurt, don't kill the other more African. We've heard Emmanuel Sithole where he was stabbed. And yes, it was past xenophobia, but it appears that he was stabbed because well, the fellow that took cigarettes, two runs 50. Here it could be 2.5 cents. Or 2.5 cents. Or 5.5. He was chased as, "Give me my 2 rand 50 for the cigarette you took," and he stabbed me to death. Cigarettes, my friend, poison. That is prohibited even here. You can't smoke in bars. You can't smoke in buildings. You can't smoke anywhere. Cigarette is banned here. And somebody goes and takes another 4 250 and dies for one cigarette. We are appealing, Africa. We are appealing to the leadership. Give the people the power. But also, Africa, the example of the state attorney in Baltimore that indicted the 6 police, Africa, for their depraved heart. They are depraved. This treatment leading to the death of Freddie Gray. My Africa, it's very important that we have to have institutional presence. We have to have our presence in all the institutions, the judiciary, the police. Call it CIA, call it the army, call it everything, because why? We are no longer activists, we are running nations. And when we come to you, we need skill. We need seasoned bureaucrats. We need proper governance, because that's what we are lacking in Africa. So, Africa, the state attorney indicted, especially since 35 years old, that's a victim, Africa. But it's a victory for the direct accountable political system, because she was elected by the people. She was not appointed. She was elected by the people, and she's accountable to the people. And the indictment comes from her experience as having lived in the community. So she's in a very pivotal and strategic position to clean up the mess. And if you look at the Zania South Africa, we have the miscarriage of justice. Our judicial system is always collapsing, because all the officials are either facing perjury, they are facing fraud, and from the police commissioner to the head of the investigative body to the directorate of police, Mafrika, the land is ours, Sangolashu, Tikorahina, Fatsilarona. Thanks, Mafrika. Thanks for listening. Thanks for talking to you.